Hey, hello, lovely, beautiful people. Welcome back to my podcast channel, Sunshine and Bliss. And I have to say this line again, like before, sorry for being so inconsistent. And yeah, it's kind of same that my inconsistency remains very consistent. Okay, whatever. So today is 5th of October 2021 and I'm gonna tell you about all my September faves. I think I should make it on first, but no matter, it's late. But at least I'm doing it. So it's about fall season and I love it the most. Maybe at the extreme surrounding, I can't feel anything like a fall. Like not that at all. But you know, this is something kind of feel you get inside of yourself. And that's what vibes you up a lot. Like vibe is just like lighting up a candle, having a cozy cup of coffee and just reading your favorite fall theme books, or just changing your wallpaper of your MacBook or phones and anything. Like it can be anything, the way you can make yourself feel a nice vibe of fall, the aura of autumn. I hope I make sense. So today I'm gonna share you with all you guys that what are my faves. So yeah, firstly I have changed my tablet's cover, I mean my tab what I'm using, to a total fall theme. Like it's also says in its home screen that hello fall, and that's a vibe, you know. And now I'm gonna tell you all the songs to vibe with. Firstly, Autumn Leaves by Ed Sheeran, Vienna by Billy Joel, The Fall by Imagine Dragons, and I hope you heard this song, Young at Heart by Frank Sinatra, I hope I pronounce it correct. Then Saturday Nights by Khalid, it kind of feel a good, or you can also hear like Gloria by the Lumineers, I don't know, but I'm just pronouncing it, like I am again repeating it, like I don't have script, I remember things and I just pick up, like I'm talking with a friend on a phone call. Also, you can hear the one like Carry Me Home by George Smith or Leftovers by Dennis Floyd. So yeah, that's all my suggestion for songs. And also I've been hearing to some of the songs of Ariana Grande, like Successful. It's kind of manifesting kind of song, but it has a vibe. It has a vibe. Then you can also hear Messy's Mind by Vance Joy or Free Fallen by John Mayer, I Won't Give Up by Jason Mraz. Anything that brings you a fall vibe, okay? So next come to the book list. I can't stop telling about Shirley Jackson's book. The books are like made for fall season. I don't know, they are kind of spooky and very thrilling and have some topics. Like they're amazing. I just started reading her. Recently, I read The Lottery. Oh my god, that was such a thrilling, spooky things. But it's all about humanity. Like, you can relate it if you read it. Then The Haunting of Hill House. Amazing. I just suggest you read the book instead of watching. But if you are a movie person, then check it as your fave suggestion movie for the fall season. Yeah, it can be. And also I have others, it's like some witchy books for fall, like Discovery of Witches and like other books related to Halloween. You can go up with anything, like from the Stephen King you can read The Shining or Deja Dead, or I have read it, but I would suggest you to read The Great Gatsby. I don't know, but I have getting some kind of fall vibe from it because I started reading it recently. And also you can read the book I Like Me Anyway by Brooke Romney. And right now I can't just remember another book that disappear fall basically. Also for food, I would suggest you shawarmas. I don't know, but I can relate it with some fall season. I just had shawarma and kebabs. You can have it. I know this sounds creepy, but still, it can go with the season. Have something made up of pumpkin because the spooky time is about to come. And now is the movie suggestion. And I watch very rare movies, but I can suggest you some good ones too. Let's begin. For the movies, I would suggest you Halloween Town, then Halloween Town 2. Like, It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, Nightmare Before Christmas, Harry Potter, nextly Dead Poets Society, Young Frankenstein is good, like you can watch it. Then Sleepy Hollow, then You Have Got Mail. Harry Potter goes, I guess, so you can just vibe with it, like to get the feel. I can't just suggest which part of Harry Potter you're gonna watch it, but it's about you. But I have suggest most of the best movies, I would say. Also, you can watch The Addams Family, Practical Magic, Nightmare on Elm Street, The Amityville Horror. Oh my god, that scares the shit out of me. Then Ghostbusters, Friday the 13th. Okay, enough. I'm just getting scared by the name I'm just reading out. So I just suggested you guys movies, some food playlist, books. I don't feel that I have something else to tell to make it more elongated. Also, the outfit you can wear is yellow color. I just wore a lot of yellow this September month. Like literally, I wear a lot of time. And how would you make your hairstyle? It's about you. That doesn't matter the season. So it's all about you. And yeah, that is all what about my September faves. And I'm also just trying to make it a constant series of about my faves. So this is the first one of it. And yeah, I'm coming up with my October faves too. So I'm reading more new books, watching more new movies just to suggest to you guys, and also exploring different tastes of music. And also, I just forgot to tell, for playlist you can hear Wildest Dream Taylor's version. Oh god, that just goes so perfect and so well. Have some fruity maza slice Indian. I like, you know, those are like orangey and that just make it sense. Or you can have pumpkin spice. I don't like that much personally, but you may like it. I don't know. So yeah, enjoy the season. And this is what I had to say and about me and my faves. Thank you for hearing me out, folks. Bye-bye, signing off.